Deborah, with her 30 years of being an entrepreneur and creating over 7 companies, knows exactly what it means to accept the mission. When you make that decision, when you accept the mission to become a solopreneur, to take yourself and your talents to market, then you embrace a life of not only unlimited possibilities, but also the unknown. It's an elixir of fear and bravery that only someone who's taken the leap really understands. On our show, Deb digs deep with her guest to highlight what you, the listener, wants to know. The stories, the whys, and the hows to navigate the journey to success. Get ready to hear from some of the most incredible mission takers from Generation Z to Boomers. So sit up, perk up, and get ready to be blown away. Now here is your host, Deborah Drummond.
Welcome, welcome, welcome back to Mission Accepted Podcast. Thank you so much for being here. You are the best audience ever. And I promised you something, and we're going to deliver today because I know that the podcast, well, and if it's your first time here, maybe I should let you know, this podcast is where entrepreneurs, entrepreneurs, creatives, and self-funding media, people that are entrepreneurs and do the most incredible things, come and talk about their journey of entrepreneurship, how and why we stay with the mission. Never mind getting the idea for your business. I mean, some people are talked into it. Some people are dragged into it. And some people, their back is against the wall. And some people come to it naturally. Anyways, we love to hear stories and the tricks of the trade on how people get the mission, but more importantly, stay on the mission, because that can get kind of funky, as you will soon learn. Now, today we have multi-generational entrepreneurs on here. So this is super cool. You know, our show goes everywhere from Gen Z to double boomers and everything in between. And never like now, never in the history of entrepreneurship has there been such a blend of the generations. Over the course of the last few years, people are understanding the concept of entrepreneurship in a way that they never have. And that's getting passed down multi-generationally. There has been a decrease of people signing up for universities and colleges by 7% across the board in North America, because a lot of people are actually asking themselves, what is it that I want to do? Where is it that I can go get that done? And it's not necessarily following within the school structure. It might be like we've got a guest on today who's studying privately with a fashion designer. It could be someone who's understudying. It could be someone that's taking a trade school. It could be somebody that's going into a sales distribution company and getting their training from there. So there is such a variety of opportunity, and never in the history of time has there been people that would be a boomer or a double boomer, if you know what that means, hanging out with Gen Zs and talking business. I mean, that is very unusual. They're like, hey, can you help me with my, you know, Instagram account? Right? And they're like, hey, can you help me? Like, what's signing a contract all about? And so there's just really been a blend and a bleed of entrepreneurship like never before. And so we're so happy on Mission Accepted to bring that to you today. So I want to introduce my guests. I had the pleasure of meeting Melanie Baker, and this is really incredible because we're both in a, what some people would call a side gig company, sales distribution company. So we both fell in love with a company that had products that rocked our world. And we were from two different places, right? Two different countries. And we happened to meet at a mutual conference, and we, and this woman actually got to share some cheesecake. We got to share a table of cheesecake. And if you guys know me, you know, I wasn't eating cheesecake, but Ocean was. And we got into this great conversation about, you know, having these incredible children. And that's what's happening. Incredible children that are picking up the swing of entrepreneurship, and her being an entrepreneur herself. And then of course, her son who's on the show today. Thank you so much for coming on, Justin. And his world in terms of what he stepped into, the world of photography. And of course, some of you know and some of you don't, Ocean. So Ocean Drummond Baker, which is very interesting if you're catching the last names, how he stepped into the world of entrepreneurship. And was it because he was raised in a house that had entrepreneurship, or was it because he was just solo inspired, right? And so him also going into the arts and clothing. So Mel, why don't we kind of kick this off and let the guys sit there and breathe a little bit. So what was your history in terms of what did you do before you stepped into your first business of going on your own?
Well, I did telemarketing. I did a lot of retail, whether it was clothing, food, anything. I just really enjoyed helping people. And then I finally went to beauty school. And that was the best thing ever, because I've always wanted to do it ever since I was 8 years of age. And Then something happened when I moved up here with our family. 2011, I was introduced to network marketing, and I changed my life completely. And now I'm a booth renter, hairdresser full-time, and I have my side gig, as you called it.
Right. So what was it about kind of becoming your own entrepreneur when you said, like, when you got introduced to network marketing, which is a side gig that, you know, hundreds of thousands of people do. So what was it that drew you to that? What is it that you said, oh man, kind of like, you know.
Definitely helping other people, whether it's, you know, to feel better, just the relationships that you have. I'm just fully vested. I mean, I get to meet wonderful people like you, like, oh my God, you're like, on top of your book, you know what I mean? Like, oh my goodness. But it's just, I don't know. I guess all the experience from the past just brings me to like, this is where I'm supposed to be. Like, yes. This is where I'm supposed to be. So I'm sticking to that story.
Sticking to that story. Awesome. So Jackson, thanks for coming to the show. Jackson, I know that you're not in direct sales, but you've chosen to be a freelance photographer. So tell us a little bit, this is where you get to talk about mom, and she's not in the same house as you. So have at her, right? Have at her. What was it like to be raised in a house where your mom wasn't necessarily doing that standard classic, I'm going to work and I'm coming home type of thing? Were you still living at home when she got into, you know, being a hairdresser on her own contractually and in network marketing? Like, what was that like for you?
Yeah, I was home during that time. It was my normal, because as I say, my mom would go out and she had different little things she'd always be doing, and she'd always be trying to like do more things that like side things, but then she would make them work. And she didn't just like, she was able to manage her time and like be consistent with a correctional job and then doing it, and then going from like getting the whole salon thing, like her own chair and doing all of that. It was very like, I think I took kind of from that because I wanted to kind of do my own thing, like how she's doing. And I wanted to, I don't know, just kind of like not be always tied down by like someone else and kind of like be able to do my own like path kind of thing.
Right. So a lot of times people will become entrepreneurs or do their own side gig because there's a sense of freedom. And it sounds like, and you know, the fact that you're a creative, that makes total sense. So Ocean, let's pretend that I don't know what it was like to live in the house. I know what it was like to live in the house with you on my side, but what was it like? Cause you've got some entrepreneurial parents and so what was it like for you?
It was good. I mean, it was, yeah, like we said, it was normal. Yeah, it wasn't really too crazy. I don't know, out of the blue for me, I always saw it. So I thought it'd be cool to do it one day, and it would be better than 9 to 5 because I just hate being there. But I don't like being told what to do too. So I definitely prefer doing my own thing. And yeah, I'd say it was normal for me, I guess, on my side at least.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Melanie, isn't that what's kind of happening? I know that when we're talking to our friends and it's a whole new generation. So you guys, you know, probably, you know, we know our generation where we were kind of limited in our choices and the expectancy of, you know, going to school and getting a good job and staying in that career for 25 years. And they call it gold watch, which you guys probably don't even know about. And, you know, you stay at a company for 25 years and they give you a watch. So that's kind of the classic, the generation before us and what have you. And there was something really strongly driven to have a long career in one sector, and that somehow that was a better way to go. And so I think, Melanie, we kind of broke that code a little bit that opened up the door. Goodness knows when you guys have kids, what'll be happening, you know, what'll be happening for sure. So Jackson, tell us a little bit about what it is that you do, because you love the freedom, and I've talked a little bit about photography, but kind of tell me how you decided to make that go and how you started your business.
Well, so I've always loved photography. I didn't know until like 7th grade that it could actually be like a career. And so after that, everything I got was a GoPro. And then ever since from that, besides like birthday money, Christmas money and that stuff for me, I would always work with my camera equipment to try to get like the newest and better stuff, best stuff. And then I would always go basically, I would put myself out there, try to get jobs and that stuff. It's always effort. It's like word of mouth. And I think my mom got me a bunch of jobs and that stuff just by showing my stuff around. And then I built a website. I got a domain. I did the whole recent, all that business stuff that took a while for me to do out of the way. And I just want to be, I just want to be able, my goal is to be able to have like work with clients either in a studio, go somewhere, or have them send me the products and I shoot it. I mainly want to be an advertisement photographer. And also I do videos also. So I'll be like ad photographer and videographer.
Awesome. So now how do you manage that? Because you're in school as well, right? So how do, what's that like on your time or on your social life? Or do you have to sacrifice things or what's that like for you?
I am, when it comes to college, not being at home, when it comes to college, I'm very good at managing my time and being good at that. And I need to bring that into everywhere. But so like, I planned out, I'm working for this company, they send me stuff and I make video for them. And so this weekend, I just planned out, I'm going out to shoot this weekend, their stuff. And I just got off another business call this morning for a new potential client. And they're going to send me their products too in the middle of next month. And so I put my schoolwork first. As soon as I get an assignment, if I have time, because for me, it's all like project-based, I go and shoot it right away. And then I literally, for everything, we have 2 weeks to get it done. So I'm not going to wait 2 weeks to do it. I'm going to get it done first out of the way. So then I can do my business stuff and then be able to hang out. So it's school, business, and then hanging out. And I manage my time, so I'm able to keep it all consistent.
Awesome. So Ocean, I'm going to let you just rest a little bit there. I got to go to Mel. So what's it like having a son who's entrepreneurial? What's that like for you?
It feels great. It feels great because he's learning, especially time management. And it's true. At home, it's a lot different than at college. He's able to definitely focus more there. But time is everything. And I know with, you know, when I was in retail, that was their time, not my time. So I've got my schedule, and to watch him grow and just this conversation alone, I knew this was going to be good no matter what. But it's even, it just brings it up that, you know, he's so focused and he's, you know, he sees how hard I work and, you know, and
I know, right? It's an inside. Yeah. It's mind blowing because it's such a different generation. Like it's, they have different paradigms and they have different baselines. Right. So that's the beauty of evolution. So Ocean, what about you? How is it like for you? I know, cause I know you, you know, you are understudying. What it was like, so instead of you going into more of a traditional school, you went in to study privately with a designer and start making your own line. And so, you know, it's funny, if I was interviewing me as the mom, I'd be like showing people pictures and I'm like, oh yeah, Ocean's at school today. And they're like, is that your kid sewing? I'm like, yeah. They're like, did he make those runners? You know what I mean? So Ocean, what's it like for you to be working with someone that kind of has more talent than you and just working individually?
It was all right. I mean, I did go to normal school, but
yeah,
on the side, like, it was all right. It was pretty cool, I guess, learning. Sometimes it could be a bit irritating at times, like when it doesn't work out or it's like I have to redo the whole thing and that could get agitating because it's not done right. But besides that, it was all right. It was all right working with somebody. It was cool.
Yeah.
There's not too much to say, but yeah.
Well, I think you've got a point there. It's like, just because you're working with someone or just because, you know, Jackson, we hear that you're getting contracts and all those kind of things. What people don't hear is what entrepreneurs go through. Right. And, you know, me and Mel have got some kind of wisdom behind us. And that's my way of saying we're older. And so we've had some frustrations in our life and we know to kind of hang in there. But when you first come up against business challenges and you're, you know, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, you don't have a kind of a legacy of walking through those frustrations. You don't know that, you know, in the long run, it's going to be okay. So I think those initial frustrations can be like a big deal, like a big challenge, particularly let's face it, all of us, interestingly enough, are in the world of creative, right? So whether you're doing hair, I'm publishing books, you know, you're shooting, you're doing your artwork, you're creating fashion. I mean, this is a pretty creative crew. And creatives have their way of thinking how it should go. So I'm sure, Jackson, if someone told you, no, I want you to shoot the pictures that way. Now, they might be paying you and you might have to, but in your head, I bet you're like, yeah, well, it'd be better this way. And Ocean, I kind of have an inside bird's view to you. I know that if you wanted to design your shirt this way and Bronwyn's like, well, I think you should try it this way. I know in your head, you're like, uh-huh. Because creatives, that's what we love, right? We love to have creative authority over our work. So Ocean, so tell us what it is that you do, because we're talking a little bit about fashion and stuff, and we know that Jackson's in photography and advertising. So what's the name of your company and what's your goal with your company?
Well, I have a streetwear company. It's still in production. We're still getting it through right now. But it's called Natsukashi. It's going, I guess. I can't really think too much to say about it, but definitely been in the runs for a long time. Thinking about every little detail and stuff.
Yeah. So I know, just being kind of the side business partner to Ocean's business, we're in that stage where we're raising capital, right? And It's so interesting because, Mel, I don't know about you, but usually creatives think of an idea and then they go for it. You know, they don't really reverse engineer and do business plans and strategic. So, you know, Ocean's kind of getting that process, and we're going through raising the capital beforehand. But Ocean, why don't you tell us what Natsukashi means? Because it's a clothing line that's from an artist, right? So you've got your artwork on your merchandise. So what does Natsukashi mean?
It pretty much just means like nostalgia, good feeling. It's kind of like you could use those words in the same sense. I'm pretty picky on the fabric and stuff, so I want the quality to feel good. You know, it's like, oh, this is, you know, it feels nice stuff, it feel good wearing it. I thought it was a unique name too, nothing you don't really hear too often,
right? So what country is that from? What's the...
It's a Japanese name.
Nice. So Jackson, how about you? So you chose to name your company on yourself, right? Yeah. And everybody has their own different ways of doing things, but did you go through any process around deciding the name of your company, or what was important to you?
I went through a lot to actually name it, because whenever you see like renowned photographers, their business is usually just their name. Their company is their name. And it's usually like photography, video, or something like that after it. And so I decided to go with that. And actually the most difficult part was building a logo, and I'm still trying to work on that. But yeah, it was a huge, like, it was a big process, but then I just decided to get that domain name and just keep it simple and leave it at that. It's a long name though, but that's what I decided to do.
Yeah, but it's a memorable name, right? So it's a memorable name. It's great. So awesome. Melanie, what has been one of the biggest surprises having an entrepreneurial son, other than probably sitting here listening to him on this podcast right now? So what's one of the biggest like times where you were like, wow, he doesn't really need me, or he made those decisions all by himself, or he made a business move? But what was it, and what was that like for you?
Well, I actually just was surprisingly very calm about it, because he was so driven. And if you saw his photos, like, I cry. If you saw his videos, I cried. And he printed out one picture, it's in the salon, and everybody compliments it. I'm like, that's my son's. And I just threw it up there, and I didn't care. And he showed me a bunch of pictures. He actually has a picture over our fireplace, and it is stunning. It's of the lake over with, you use the drone for that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And, but No, I was really surprised. And I just made sure that, you know, not that I was on top of him, just get it done and get it over with like the tax part, or what's the IEN part? Is that the part?
Oh, it was an IEN. It's just
a tax number.
Yeah. So, but I don't know. I just felt like he was very confident. He was very ready and very serious. And I share his JSB.productions to everybody. Sometimes it goes through, sometimes it doesn't. It depends on the Wi-Fi, but I was just really, really proud of him. And, you know, I, with everything that he does, you know, he'll straighten out in other spots little by little, but yeah. To get that done was huge. Yeah.
It's so interesting, right? So I'm going to ask you guys, what's it like when, because, you know, let's face it, me and Mel could be in very different careers. We could never have been an entrepreneur. We don't understand what it's like. So you would have different parents. And so everyone's going to be, there's going to be an asset and a deficit to both. So let's just get real on the podcast. So Ocean, what was one of the things that having an entrepreneurial parent, advantage, disadvantage, one of the things that, oh, sorry there, you guys, there you go. Technology in its finest. What's it like having an entrepreneurial parent, and feel free to go for it.
I don't really know what the disadvantages would be. I don't know. It's just normal. Like, I think the advantages would be like, you have your own time. You can make, like, you don't have to work by a schedule. You can work by your own schedule. I don't even know what the disadvantages would be. I mean, maybe like, you're kind of busy all the time, I guess. But even then, I think it's probably beats a 9-to-5, because then you're kind of, you're like, you know. So I don't think there's too much disadvantages. I think it's more advantages then.
It's an advantages. So myself or your dad hasn't like poked too far into like, hey, don't do that design that way. Or hey, or
no, when dad's- I'm
like, hey, you're not posting on your Instagram enough. Or, hey, okay. I want.
Then that's you and dad's the design. But besides that, it's okay. Like, you like to nag me a lot about stuff like that. But
yeah. Or forcing you to do podcasts, right?
Yeah. So, I mean, besides that, it's all right. I mean, dad is pretty particular. Like, he likes to change a lot of stuff.
Yeah. That's what happens to Ocean's dad is also an artist. So that makes it a little difficult. You've got artist. So here's something. I feel very much the same, Melanie. I think one of the most proud moments that I had was, well, when Ocean was 15, he sat on the couch and announced to me he wanted to be an entrepreneur. And the first thing out of my mouth was like, you know, that's not the easy route, right? Do you not live here? And I'm like, you haven't had dinner on the dining room table for how many years? Because our papers are always there. Like, Lord forbid, are you sure you want to do this? And that kind of piqued the journey. But I think for me, when I saw him, so, you know, we're having social media meetings. And when he's asking questions that I was like, I was able to step back and he was able to step in. Or when I took a picture of when he got his first credit card on his own, you know, those kind of things that showed milestones of him being able to handle stuff. Right. So how about you, Jackson? What's some of the advantages, disadvantages of having active, proud parents?
There's a lot of advantages. It's just like, it's just nice. It makes everything more like smooth. There are times where it's like, we could not also have anything on the dining room table. My mom would have like everything spread out and everything. But maybe the only real like disadvantage is I'd be downstairs at 11 doing my own thing. My mom would still be upstairs doing stuff on the computer when I'm trying to like talk to my friends or something at night, or they go and they just be loud or whatever. I can't, because she'll come down and like tell me to be quiet. Meanwhile, she has work at like 6 a.m. or something like that.
Awesome. I know I'm talking to you guys a lot, and don't worry, I'm gonna go talk to your mom in just a minute, but what's your dream with your company? And you know, you don't have to give me the full picture, like I want 12 houses in Lake Tahoe, but when you think about your business, it could be something financial. It could be something that you want to purchase. It could be something that you want to have an award. I want my, you know, my photograph to hang in, you know, United Nations or something, or a building, or I want to do a, you know, I want to be able to do a mural on the side of a building or ocean. You want your clothes, you know, you'd love to have Travis Scott, you know, wear your shirt. Or so, Jackson, let's start with you. What's one of those, hey, I would love if?
I think the main thing I would love is, I just, there's like two real things. I don't for the money, for me, it's not a huge thing. I just want to be able to be comfortable. But the main thing that I want is just to walk around somewhere and like forget I took a photo or something, and all of a sudden just see one of my photos somewhere on a wall, or like on a, or an ad somewhere, and like it just went over my head and I forgot about it. And all of a sudden I just see my work. And I just like, I just want to see like something on a billboard or something that I didn't like pay to do. It was like a client, like their work. Like, I just want to be able to see my work somewhere. And I want to be able to see someone stopping and looking at it for a second, even if it's just a second out of their day, so they can see it. That's my main goal.
Awesome. Mm. Awesome. Touche. Ocean?
I'd say main goal would be having like a storefront. I think that would be the coolest. Like, I would like to have celebrities be able to wear it, but I think a storefront would be pretty cool. Like, I don't know, you'd have like employees and stuff, and it'd be kind of cool, like being the boss, you know. But that'd be nice, like people coming in and out. That'd be cool. I like that.
So would you be a good boss?
Hopefully. I'll try. I wouldn't try to be too picky.
Yeah, you'd have like, you know, great office parties and give people time off. And
yeah, if they did good.
That's awesome. All right, Mel, these guys aren't the only ones that are going to answer those questions. So how about you, girl? You're an entrepreneur. You got lots of spunk. You obviously got lots of heart, and you've made a great impression on the next generation. So what's your dream?
Definitely to retire my husband, especially winter times, so that he could stay home and not have to work. He does love what he does, but I'd like to switch him, but I'm not in the convincing business, so I let him be. But, you know, just be able to travel whenever I want with my family, you know, because there's a beautiful world out there, and I'm not going to cry. I would love to just go back to places that my kids have not gone to yet, you know?
Yeah.
Like Eureka, somewhere warm, you know, Puerto Rico, Bahamas, like wherever, something beautiful, you know, that.
Yeah.
So I think about it every day. I think about it every day, put it out there in the universe. And I have faith that I will get there. It's going to take time, but I'm going to get there with them.
Absolutely. And I think that's, you know, when we're talking kind of, you know, family generation here, family business, right? So even though it may not be the same business, it's the same sector, it's entrepreneurship. And I think a lot of us, myself included, you know, like I now have a daughter who has a daughter, and she told me she loved me for the very first time. And Ocean knows I've been like over the moon. And I think it's the magical moments, right? It's the magical moments and making it easier for the next generation, but also traveling. And I've said to Ocean, you know, I want to be able to make impression upon people from both generations. And how cool would it be, maybe all four of us should do that, to just go on the road a little bit and do some speaking and some presenting and, you know, getting on stage and talking about what it's like to be entrepreneurial. And, you know, maybe we'll invite Gary Vee, you know, he'd come, maybe we'll headline, right? He could open for us and we'll headline, talk about what it's like. So look, I know we all have lots of things that we need to do. So Jackson, I'm going to kind of start with you. So if you had a message to give to somebody who's, you know, in that, you know, 15 to 24 year old kind of, I don't know, type of maybe I should, maybe I shouldn't, what would be your advice to someone who's thinking about, you know, doing a business? And they're, you know, they're a bit younger. They've never done it before. What would you say?
If you can actually manage to put the time and the effort in, and not just want to do something on your own just because you don't want to work at a normal job. Not saying this is a normal job, but like the daily routine. Don't just jump into it just to jump into it. Just take a second, think, and know that if you're going into it, you're going into it for the long run, and you actually need to dedicate yourself. And I just hope by just, it's going to come through the door for you. You need to actually like put in the work and time.
So Mel, let's go up to you. So, you know, you were working lots of retail, you had worked for a lot of people for a long time, and then you decided to make that switch. So what would your advice be to people?
Just stay focused, manage your time, you know, always educate yourself on whatever field you're in, you know, self-development.
Okay. Yeah. Awesome. And Ocean?
You have to be dedicated. You have to, I think, at least think about it maybe for a year to truly, like, still want to do it. And in that year span, you can also research a lot of stuff through what goes into it. So you're kind of prepared and you've been thinking about it and you're like, you're like, mind hasn't changed about it. Like, you still want to do it since you thought about it.
That's good advice. You guys all gave really good advice. It's good advice. Okay. So before I ask you a final question, I have a final question for each of you. What I want you to do is, Jackson, please tell people where they can see your work.
My work, I have a website called jsb.productions. That's it. That's the name of the website. And my Instagram also is Jackson S. Baker, no spaces in between. And I post as much as I can to Instagram, keep up to date on my website. And my website has other social media stuff. Like, I don't know my LinkedIn off the top of my head or my Facebook and that stuff, but that's also on my website.
Awesome. Awesome. So Ocean, can you give everybody your Instagram handles? Because I know your website is in production.
Well, yeah. It's natsukashi_NII. And if you want to know how to spell it, it's NATSUKASHII.
_NII. Awesome. Okay. So Melanie, I have a question for you. So you're heading to a desert island and it sounds like you like to travel. So this is no problem. But you're going on your own. And you have one suitcase, and in that suitcase, you have room for one album. So what album would you take with you? What music album would you take with you?
Oh, I love music. let's see. Oh, what's his name? You guys might have to help me. Oh, maybe it's a wild world. Who sings that? Oh, I can't sing.
Maybe it's a wild world. I know the song, but you know what? You try to think about who the singer is, and we're going to go to you, Jackson. You're going for a trip. You ain't coming back, my friend. You're taking one album, and it can't be a greatest hits, and it can't be your soundtrack or whatever. What's it going to be? One album?
Oof.
One album.
I would do probably the Imagine Dragons album with Thunder. I don't know the name of the album, but that album I would probably do.
Magic Dragons, did you say?
Imagine Dragons.
All right. Well, guess what, Ocean? Guess what the question is?
Well, yeah.
You're going to the other side of the island. You can't listen to their music. You're taking one album with you. I know you got some hanging on your wall there. What is the album you are taking with you?
Probably Thriller by Michael Jackson. I think that probably has like all of my favorite songs on there.
All right. Melanie, do you know what it is?
Cat Stevens.
Absolutely. Oh my gosh. This is so great. Well, look, music is such a major important part of so many people's lives, right? So that's why I love to ask that. If you know me or you don't know me, you'll get to know me that music's a big part of what we do. And if you aren't familiar, I haven't talked too much about myself, but I'm going to talk about a philanthropy project that I'm strongly participating in. And so myself and my girlfriend are walking across Ireland. We are doing just over eight marathons in 8 days to raise money for the music industry. We're super happy. It's been going 15 months in production. theydiditour.ca. So if anyone wants to pop on there, if they want to sponsor, if they want to get their logo on there, if they want to do anything that gets them a lot of exposure, gosh knows there's going to be. We're super proud. Alicia Keys and her organization has stepped up. They're going to be a recipient of a global organization called She Is the Music. We're also going to be working with an Irish charity and a Canadian charity as well. So lots of really cool stuff. And if anyone wants to go to Ireland in 1 year from today, I know Ocean's going to be coming to do social media. If anyone wants to hop on to that bandwagon, we've got lots of really cool stuff going on in terms of talks of a book and video and production and all sorts of really cool stuff. So if anyone that is listening or watching wants to go to theydiditour.ca and support in any way, we're absolutely happy to receive that. So that being said, it has been such a pleasure. I just want to kind of round robin. Is there anything that anyone wants to finish off with, Mel? Is there anything you'd like to finish off with on today's show?
No, thank you so much for having us on. It feels so great to hear your see your son and see you guys again as well. Great to hear all this beautiful passion from the pair of you young men. And I thank you so much.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Ocean, anything to finish off with today?
Well, it was nice seeing you guys again, really. Yeah, I think so.
Awesome. Well, I know that you and Jackson, I'm sure, are going to be very connected. And Jackson, how about yourself? Anything to finish off our show?
Thank you for having me on here. I enjoyed this. Very fun. And yeah.
All right. Well, look, I wish all of us and everyone that's listening, because a lot of our listeners are entrepreneurs and then some, I wish everybody just the most incredible joy and success in your business and ease in your business. I know we all know that entrepreneurship may not always be the easy route, but it is the most interesting journey. And even those people that are absolutely in love with their work, I was in love with my work for a very long time and did their passion off the side of their desk. You can do a part-time passion, you know, in just have as much joy as someone who's doing it full-time. So this is all about you being able to make the decisions that you want for yourself. So I'm so excited. Thank you so much for being like the best guests alongside the best audience. Please, audience, just share this. Just share this with anybody that you know that wants to be an entrepreneur, no matter where they fit in the generations. And please review. We appreciate that so much. And you know what? We'll see you guys all again next week. So thanks, guests, and thanks, listeners. Bye for now.
Thank you.